Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And as of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It's Monday, February 27th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The voice that the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence. And after looking behind the curtain and looking into Planned Parenthood, I can see why they want to silence you. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. We are the patriots that 53 countries listen to on a daily basis. Welcome to the show. Right. Now, if you'd like to be a part of our show, folks, please do give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. You'd like to see who we are, what we look like, how suave some of us are, and
speak for yourself.
Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, folks, if you've ever seen Captain America,
that's right,
before he got pumped up with that venom, before he got pumped up,
the special
that's
juice.
Exactly what Jake, the other guy, looks like.
Now you're going to make them all want to come see me.
Except Jake's a little bit taller. That's it. He just got off a three-day fast, folks. And, I mean, he was holding his kidney. It sounded like two pieces of wood hitting each other because he's so skinny. That's how skinny his family is. I mean, it's just really.
We don't suffer
like sandpaper rubbing. I can hear his joints. It sounded like sandpaper rubbing on each other. And I looked at him, I was like, dude, I started laughing at him. I mean, the guy's 31 years old, folks. He looks like he's about 85 years old.
Coach.
33, he said.
33. 140.
Wow. 133 or 33? Either I mean, he's one. Got more wrinkles than a stinking Shih Tzu dog, folks. He looks like he's Chinese.
What are you
Go
saying?
Ahead and look at him, folks. He's online. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The other guy. We had to put a little girth on him. We had to pump in some formaldehyde into his body.
Ooh.
His wife is just as nasty. I mean, she's looking at me right now, folks, laughing at me. I don't know what you're laughing at Jake for. You're just as skinny as he is.
Jeez. What are you laughing at, Carol?
Gross. I mean, folks, and you go over to their house, they ask you to come over for dinner, you know what they do? It's like, where's the beef?
I feel persecuted.
It's like more stinking bun than burger. As a matter of fact, you don't get no bun or no. burger, you just get carrot
soup.
There's
too many carbs in that. Too many carbs.
Or duck soup. Remember the first time I went over to your mom's house? It's like, what the heck is that? Folks, it looked like a bunch of maggots swimming around in the soup. Were you there, Heather? It was that bad.
It was.
What was it called? Duck rice
She's
soup?
She's had it, though.
Duck rice soup.
Wild rice soup.
Oh, wild rice soup. Wow.
They don't serve those in North Minneapolis?
Wild I'm not being soup? Mean, dude, but if that had been stuck together and you'd had a dog, I'd have kept slipping the food under the table and giving it to that dog.
No animals.
But they don't have, no animals because they all died off of starvation.
They got to fend for themselves.
The dude doesn't even feed his kids. And you know what's funny about this is Jake's little boy just bought a rabbit.
Can you see this on MSNBC? The rabbit doesn't feed his kids.
The rabbit's called
Starves his kids.
Captain Rex. Yeah.
Captain
Rex is right. W-R-E-C-K-S. He ain't got no food. He's done. The poor rabbit's doomed.
This is just the intro.
No, this is the intro, folks. You have to go like sonsoflibertyradio.com and look at Mr. Captain America. And how fitting, the Sons of Liberty.
That's right.
All right. Very so anyways, aside of that, God bless you, Jeff.
And it's all of your phone calls that help pump me up and get me beefy.
Totally.
It's all of your loyal support.
And folks, if you'd like to send in some it's Obama like food stamps, this is the family to
no,
do
that's
it
not true.
I don't think he'll take them. No.
I don't take any... special offer.
Just don't ever keep your eye off your garden, because if you do, it's Jake and Heather, and they're sucking away your carrots.
I'm not a thief either.
No.
I'm not a thief.
Best, I'll give you this. Best carrot soup I've ever had in my life. Totally.
When did we have that?
Wow.
Folks,
or what you can do is go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E. Again, folks, thank you for the overwhelming response. I mean, you guys are great. Just over the last couple weeks, folks, we did a comp on the numbers. We gauged who was listening. There's 53 countries, and our numbers doubled in our listenership in 1 month. And we really appreciate that. So aside of that, I wanted to tell you thank you for that. Please go to my Bradley Dean. If you're a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves, don't waste your time. We want doers. Mm-hmm. And if you're activists, if you're Christians, patriots, or conservatives, we're all the same, right? We're all the same blood. Then hook up with me. Please do. I'm very involved with that right now. And if you'd like to go to my Twitter, you can follow me on that with Bradley Dean 1. Following me on my Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. I'm going to give it over to the other guy, and we're going to be talking about the power of music. Socrates said this, folks. He said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes the laws. I will control its people." Boy, that's interesting. But it's some powerful stuff, folks. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through down to the line of the artist and the power of the music that's behind them, and what is the influence that they're throwing on you that listen to their music. And we'll hit, 50 different supposed artists, as they like to call themselves?
Yeah.
Artists.
Performing artists.
Speaking
it's a way
of artists,
for them to cover their
speaking
perversion.
Speaking of artists, when we were in San Francisco at the airport, do you remember the art form? Folks, you know socialists like the weird art, right?
Yeah,
just meaningless art. They just because they want to smear life is what they want to do, right? Yeah. Anyways, we'll talk about that later. But we're coming back to the other guy. Folks, again, I love you by what I do, but I'm sorry Jake's going to have to take it this week. And aside of that, don't hold it against me. 1-877-807-9977.
Facebook.
Hey,
it.
By the way, hey, kid, get that kid a sandwich. Someone get
Jake
a sandwich.
I feel malnutritioned.
Totally.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, I wanted to say one more thing. I was talking about on my first segment here about how skinny Jake is, and we needed to get him a sandwich. Well, I went back, and his wife is one of the producers, Heather, and I looked at her clothes, and I looked at her, and I said, boy, why don't you get some pants? Maybe we should raise some money to raise some funds so we can bring her to, like, store. To
Hang on a second.
Hang on. What we can do is we can get her some pants that don't have holes in them. And I looked at him, I said, were those your church clothes?
They're holy.
Yeah, they're holy. And I said, you got to get some new clothes. And the other thing is the other side of this is when I look at Carrie, she's our other producer. She used to be kind of heavy set, and we used to call her Cowie. And I'm not being mean. Hey, folks, if your love just overlooks the fault, that's fine. Mine doesn't. My love, my biblical love, perfects that which concerns us, right? So now we call her Kathy. And I'll tell you what, if I didn't call her Cowie, she went to law style that way. So now I could call her Kathy.
Ooh.
Totally. Hey, who's your best friend? Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed,
not
right?
Not McDonald's.
No, no.
But back to those donations.
And we're not making the aisles wider for her to walk down because her big body won't fit, right? No.
The chairs at the office.
No way. Ain't doing that. That is not love at all.
No, sir.
No way. If you think telling obese people that they're going to move everything out of their way is love, then, folks, I'll tell you what, this is not the show for you.
That's right.
So if you're overweight, I'm going to call you Cowie, too, until you become a Kathy. What do you think of that? Kathy. So when you guys hear me say Kathy, that's what I'm talking about.
That's right. The skinny girl that produces the show.
Has she been going on like the McMillan diet plan here?
That's right.
The carrot diet plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
It works.
It totally works. And I think what you guys are doing is great for Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy. Okay. Now, aside of that, I wanted to say this real quick before we give it over to the other guy. Talking about the power of music. It's interesting when you look in Scripture. It says very clearly, first of all, for those that didn't know, Satan was chief praise and worship in heaven. And in Scripture, it says in 1 Corinthians 14:12, it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. He wanted to be above God, folks. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, said Satan, Lucifer. I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. But what did the Lord say? Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. In other words, that ain't flying here. And when we look at music today, it's a fallen state of praise and worship. It's a mockery of praise and worship, because what it does is it promotes the spirit of the world rather than holiness from God and as unto God. I mean, just think about this. Here's guitarist Tom Morello of Audioslave said on Rage TV. He said, we are able to seduce some people in by the music who then they are exposed to a different political message. And I'll give him one more and then I'll give it over to you, Jake. Marilyn Manson. You guys remember the great Satanist? We used to think it was cute to name all of his band members, yeah, you know, mass murders and so on and so forth. He said this. He said, I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do. He said, we're trying to lure in people, and once we got them, we can give them our message. You mean like rip up the Bible in front of, 5,000 yeah. kids? That's exactly what he was doing. Mm-hmm. Or promote fascism, because that's exactly what he was doing. Or promote Satanism, because that's exactly what he was doing. Yep. And why would he give such a message like that? And the other question is why would Hollywood in the music industry get behind such bands like that? Mm-hmm. Jake, go ahead.
And ultimately, I kind of want to lay a couple pretenses before we get started. But ultimately, why does any industry get behind that? It's ultimately, number one, for money. Number two, there's an agenda behind that money. Because once somebody gets so rich, it becomes boring. You become so good at chess, you don't have anybody to fight you anymore, nobody to play you anymore. It becomes boring. So now you seek to monopolize things. And the first thing that people do is go for governments. So you'll see a lot of political control over what's going on in Hollywood.
Yep.
You also see a lot of political control over what's going on in music, what's going on in movies. And any dictator has always used media to do that.
Yeah. Well, what was it, 2 weeks ago? You seen Brad Pitt and his girlfriend Jolene in the White House hanging out with Barack and Michelle?
Yeah, they're not the only musicians. Ozzy Osbourne's been to the
White House. Nothing new under the sun. That's right.
Multiple
musicians.
Under
Bush, by the way, yes.
That's right. A lot of conservatives. I mean, you saw Kennedy. Who did he embrace? Frank Sinatra. I don't know if anybody knows, Frank Sinatra was not a good American guy.
Not at all.
Governments oftentimes collaborate, and
the
it's all about power. So to go to lay an emphasis on this, though, nobody in this ministry is against music, first of all, because many people take this assembly and say, well, this is a cut on music, and you think all music's of the devil. Now, I've met those crackpots. It's not the truth. King David praised and worshiped God constantly. The Levites, if you look through the Levitical order, there were certain families of the Levites that played musical instruments to worship God. That was the purpose of it. Now, anything can become perverted. Pastors can become perverted. Apostles can become perverted. Prophets oftentimes become perverted, and we call them false prophets. Why do they do that? Because they've given their giftings that God meant to worship him over to the world. So when we talk about certain bands, we're not blanketing any type of genre of music. Now, there's some music that I definitely don't prefer, and I definitely don't listen to because I don't like it, I don't appreciate it, whatever. But you as adults or you as teenagers need to understand and identify that music's ultimate purpose is to glorify God just like everything else in our lives. Now, King David says, play skillfully with a loud noise. Some people don't like loud rock music. You know, they cover their ears and say, this is satanic, it's too loud, you have an amplifier, you have distortion. That's not this case. King David played very loud, and he also said, play skillfully. So those are two things that a prerequisite of a king of Israel, one that was after God's own heart. There's no way in the world he would be pushing Satanism through his music. He said, play skillfully with a loud noise and loud crashing cymbals. Some people don't like drums.
That's right. I was with you right on that one. As a matter of fact, what's interesting about that is if you look at a band, let's just go to Pantera, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can even go into a band called Lamb of God today, who's actually, they have promotion where they're promoting kids with axes in their hands on their advertisements to kill their parents and their priests.
That's right.
And Lamb of God is a mockery of Christ on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice nobody's making fun of Buddha and nobody's ever making fun of Hare Krishna or them orange dudes from China?
Yeah.
Dalai Lamas. It's always Christ, folks. Right. Why is it? It verifies the fact that he's alive forevermore.
Totally.
But what's interesting about it is the fact that when you look at a band, let's go to Pantera for a second. Why is it that they draw a crowd? Why is it that there's so much life? And I'm not saying it's godly life or a godly spirit moving these kids. But, you know, I heard a preacher of God say one time, and he's exactly right. Smith Wigglesworth said this. He said, if you want to do something for God, you got to first get their attention. And when I read scripture, I make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth make a loud noise. And then when I go to the next one, it says this, praise him upon the loud cymbals, praise him upon high sounding cymbals. I believe that the world has got something right. They're getting the attention of the people. And when you go into churches today, you listen to the music, it puts you to stinking sleep.
Yeah.
Where's the power of that?
And it shows you that the world, and we've said this before, the left, whatever you want to call them, the un-American, the unpatriotic, they believe their lie more than the right believes their truth.
That's
and it's
right.
The same thing in the church. Let's say the darkness, the kingdom of Satan, whatever you want to call it, they believe their gospel more than the church believes it. Because if it wasn't that way, then the church wouldn't be following in suit with the devil. You see that through the music industry. Very rarely, and there is at times, there is pioneers in the Christian music industry that have stood, did their own thing, and didn't bow and didn't compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And that is awesome. That's the spirit of God. And then you saw the world follow them. But very rarely does that happen. It's usually the other way around. For instance, music artists like Katy Perry, Creed, there's a handful of them, POD for a little bit. These guys get into the scene. They get into the world where they're supposed to influence. They go on tour with guys like Ozzy, which is where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be in there preaching the light, but not following their example.
That's right.
Not taking on their anointing.
We're leading the way. The church is called to lead the way, not to
That's
follow.
Right. That's right.
Yes.
And so just to give you an example of one of these musicians, Katy Perry, she starts out as a CCM music artist. Her name is Katie Hudson. Just an innocent girl, no different than Britney Spears on Mickey Mouse Club or whatever that's called, or Christina Aguilera, Mickey Mouse Club, Justin Timberlake, Mickey Mouse Club. Give them a couple years, let them be perverted and distorted and not stay true to the God that gave them the gifts. And what happens? Now Katy Perry is singing songs blatantly about homosexuality, having two boys kiss on an album and likening it unto the liberation that a young man who has cancer, who gets set free from cancer, is the same way as a boy who gets the courage to go kiss another boy in a rock club. We're talking about the girl who started as a Christian artist, now promoting that message. And folks, it's not like she's just selling a couple hits. She broke the solo artist record of having the most hits on one album. She had 6 on one album, number one hits. This is what the world will push. And the reason that they push it again is because they believe in what they're doing. It's all about social engineering.
Is this the lady that's on the tabloids at the grocery stores where her husband is filing divorce with her now because basically what he's out there doing is his one-night stands against her? Isn't it interesting how she's reaping what she's sowing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her.
I'm not. Is it Katy Perry?
It's her.
I know her latest album, she's completely naked on the front of the cover.
Yeah. So, and you know what, though? You know, can I just interject something there, Jake, as you're going through this? Because you got all week to kick this stuff off.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, I've noticed that I wasn't raised in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that the people that have been raised in the church have been the hardest people to deal with scripturally because they think for some reason that they have a license to go ahead and do what they want, and they're still heaven bound. Just like Whitney Houston, dude.
Yeah.
And here you have Katie doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's blatant blasphemy against God.
It is. It's nothing less than that.
Friendship with the world is enmity with God, James 4:4, adultery and adulteresses.
That's
wow.
Right.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back after this break talking about the power of music with the other guy.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Now, what's interesting about this, folks, talking about the power of music, by the way, if you'd like to weigh in, 1-877-807-9977 on the Sons of Liberty, please do so. Did you realize back in the 50s, folks, the only music that was being played on radios was Christian music for the most part? Did you know that, folks? And then all of a sudden, here comes Elvis and none other than the Beatles. I'm sorry, dude. If you guys like the Beatles out there, you know, good for you. If I had the opportunity to step on every one of them bugs, I would have.
Why didn't Noah swat those Beatles?
Totally. I would have. As a matter of fact, I am right now. Rolling Stone, 1970. George Harrison of the Beatles said, "The main thing is to get the kids, nail you when you're young, brainwash you, then you've got them for the rest of your life." Wow. They came in the 60s.
And so now, how many people out there, when I say the word Beatles, think, oh, yeah, I remember that album. I've got that album. So he brainwashed you when you were a kid, and he still holds on to you. Oh, no, he didn't. Then why does he have so much influence on your mind?
Totally. Here, let me give you a quote by a neurologist, Dr. Richard Pellegrino. He was quoted as saying in January 23rd, 1999, on the issue of Billboard magazine, he said, "Take it from a brain guy. In 25 years of working with the brain, I still cannot affect a person's state of mind the way one simple song can."
That's right.
It's totally, it's interesting how people can remember those songs. But let me go back to the 50s real quick, and I'll give it back to you. Isn't it interesting? Here comes Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Rooted in the church.
Yep.
We actually did a high school assembly in his church, folks, in Memphis. And talked to his fiance. But aside of that, what's interesting about Elvis, did you know that Elvis knew that he was supposed to be a preacher? He knew it. During Christmas time, he would pick up the Bible and start to preach it. He didn't know he's preaching. But he knew, said his wife, that he was called to be a preacher. Mm-hmm. He said that if he was to fire all the people that worked for him in the secular side of his life, he said there'd be so many people out of work that I'd never do that. He got all of his Grammys from singing gospel music, folks, just as an attestation of the Spirit of God. In witness to what his call really was. Can you imagine, folks, the people's lives that would have been changed had that man stuck out his call?
That's right.
But he only lived out half his days, just like the Lord promised those that didn't serve him.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we look on his grave in Memphis, Tennessee? We see scripture on it. We see scripture on his mom's. But was that the life that he lived? No. He didn't stay the course. But just think if he did.
Yeah.
Wow. That would have been a powerful day in America, folks.
Totally. You'd see all the things that changed. If you look at any revolution, cultural revolution, you see that music is a part of it. It's a huge part of it. And we're actually going to play a couple clips from people that were part of cultural revolutions. But you see that the music is an undertone for this. Folks, you saw what happened in the 60s through the Beatles, the Rolling Stones.
Jake, it was fire. Elvis Presley and the Beatles coming in the 60s.
It was gasoline to a fire that was already started. And you know what? That fire is always going. It's called the lust of men. It's always going. You just got to pour some fuel on it. You can't blame the music, but the music takes it miles. Miles, folks. If we go back to Katy Perry as an example, this is what she said in an old video performance. She showed this to a Rolling Stones writer because she was featured in the Rolling Stones. She grabs a mic to inform the crowd, smiling from ear to ear, I'm quoting what this lady's saying, that if you don't live for live your life for Christ, Katy said, I'm just going to say it. Life is pretty empty, and well, there may be no reason to live at all. At 13, she was pursuing a gospel singing career. Same thing with Elvis, and I'm not even comparing
modern
these two
gospel
together.
I can tell you that right now.
Of course.
Yep.
Because she went to Nashville, the king of modern gospel.
Yep.
And she landed a record deal with a CCM label a few years later. Now she's naked on her album cover and singing about sun-kissed skin so hot I'll melt your popsicle with Snoop Dogg, who ultimately also says that he's cool with God. I kissed a girl, as the song I was referring to before, and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl and I liked it. From the album, I Kissed a Girl. Now, what is that promoting? You see the contrast? Where one starts, where one ends. Elvis starts singing gospel. Next, what is he doing? He's making out with girls all over, concerts all over the world, thinking it's cool, and he's singing about sex. But notice that God honored the anointing on his music. It wasn't Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog that got the Grammy. It was his gospel music.
That's right.
And the people, ultimately, listen, these musicians would go broke if people weren't buying their albums. Huh. If the people won't buy them, like oftentimes I go into the mall, I just did it recently.
I think Elvis could have stayed the course, though. He would have stayed on top
of it. King David did.
He would have probably got bigger as a Christian artist than he would have ever got as big as a secular artist.
He would have been known, he would have had a legacy as King David. Again, King David is a musician.
Yeah.
He wasn't just a king. He wrote psalms. As a matter of fact, psalms were hugely important to the Hebrew culture and lifestyle. Psalms was how they would remember things. It's how they would articulate certain events. He's the most popular musician that the Hebrews had, or Jews had, if you will. Elvis could have did the same thing, but rather he left a legacy of dying on his toilet in his house because he took too many downers at 42 years of age.
A very confused individual.
Completely.
Yep.
And it wasn't that he didn't have the light to walk in. So I guess basically, in a nutshell, with this industry, there is a lot of goods and there's a lot of bads. There's a lot that could happen for the good and there's a lot that could happen for the bad. Another artist that you brought up earlier, Slayer, Kerry King. I think he's the bass player, singer of the band Slayer. We have opportunities to meet these guys because our band, we use a band. It's a rap rock band. You can see the music videos on the website. And again, the anointing is there to break the yoke of bondage. That's the purpose we use the band because we're going to a generation that that loves music. So you go and identify with them. You get their attention. No different than King David did when he taught Israel statutes and judgments of God through his music.
Well, tell people what MTV's CEO said about your kids, folks. Listen carefully to what he said about your 14-year-olds and younger. Listen
he
carefully.
The main thing, well, and I want to give you a little background even on that because this quote is important. But Bob Pittman is not a musician. He was the co-founder of MTV. It came together because he wanted to make one thing, and that was money. MTV is one of the most successful television networks in the world that's ever existed. One of the most successful. They're huge now. It's Viacom. They've bought up a whole bunch of stuff. Nickelodeon. Folks, there's a lot of influence going on. He started that network to make money, and this is what he said. He said the main thing is to get their emotions going. At MTV, once you've got their emotions going, he continues, you've got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them. How does he own them? Emotionally, through music. And with his lifestyle and what he's done, he eventually broke off. He's no longer a part of the company. He made his fortune and he left. Mm-hmm. But the world system scooped it up and now it's exploding and continuing to explode.
And getting more perverted.
And exploiting your kids. Now, folks, a lot of your kids may go, you may say, you know, this is bad music. I can't believe you're listening to this. Like Slayer, this gentleman we talked about before, who said God hates us all and talks about Satanism and killing your parents. You say to them, well, you know, I can't stand your music. I hate this new rap crap. Pull up your pants. Turn your hat to the side. Folks, you opened the door back in the 60s because on most of your shelves, you see albums by the Beatles. You see albums by the Rolling Stones or Led Zeppelin. Or, and this is what I love.
But my music wasn't that bad.
That's right. It wasn't that bad. No, you only propped the door open. And
that's
don't
right.
think a cart that's not restrained, and I'm saying restrained by the redemptive force of Christ, isn't going to bolt through that door. It was like my grandfather. He grew up, he never committed adultery on his wife, stayed married to her the whole time. And what he did through his lifestyle is, you know, lust and things like that weren't a big deal. But you don't act on them. Sometimes the door's propped open. So then guess what happens to kids and grandkids? They go out and have kids out of wedlock. They get divorced because the door is propped open. So the fault doesn't lie in the influence that this generation is being influenced with. It lies on those gatekeepers that allowed those doors to come open.
That's right.
I could tell in my own life when I started getting messed up. I was an A student, went to a private school. I was into sports. That was my life. I was a nerd. I didn't get into trouble. What happened is I started listening to music. I got involved with a CD club. Started listening to the parental advisory music because it was rebellious and cool. And so I started ordering it. My parents never knew I was getting parental advisory sticker tapes because I was going through a tape club.
Mm-hmm.
After I started listening to music, I started to dress like the musicians. I still wasn't using drugs. I was still on the honor roll, getting good grades. Eventually, I started hanging out with friends that listened to that kind of music. And here's the progression. On my parents' shelves, you had Led Zeppelin, you had James Taylor, you had a whole host of the
who
old
tried
classic
committing
rockers.
Committing suicide three different times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's hopelessness and despair through James Taylor.
Yep.
But you start listening to that, it opens doors. Now, as I get older in high school, I make it to my senior year. It was football practice. The school year hadn't even started. I had so many probation violations that I got sent away. So at that particular time, between me being an A student, listening to bad music, which I know influenced me to do the things I did, eventually I got the wrong friends. Those friends helped influence me into doing drugs and different things that I shouldn't have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then wind up 17 years old, kicked out of the house, and my probation officer's telling me I've got to go to an in-house treatment center for a year of my life.
Can I tell the folks a couple things?
Yep.
First of all, folks, I want you to understand that's why he's on the radio show right now is because his parents pay me a lot of money to have him here because of the influence.
That's right.
Number one. The other thing is you have four types of friends in your
life. Mom.
Don't forget this. Those that add, those that subtract, those that multiply, and those that divide. And what you had is you had the blind leading the blind,
That's
Jake,
right.
and then they wondered why they all end up in the ditch.
Yep.
How many assemblies we've seen that where the kids just don't know what direction mm-hmm. to go, and they're sitting there literally chasing their tail trying to figure out which way is out, and you have the adults allowing them or pushing them into a public school mm-hmm. to even enhance the fact that, even deepen the problems that mm-hmm. the kid's involved with in the first place.
That's right.
And it's amazing mm-hmm. to me. It's also amazing in public schools, dude. You can have walk around with headphones on, listening to your CDs, do whatever you want to do. Isn't it also interesting, a side note, Jake, why is it that everything the music industry pushes, talking about the Katy Perry, so on and so forth, the newer musicians, why is it always promoting lying, stealing, adultery, fornication, murder, everything that God commands you not to do, thou shalt not.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood in the music industry say, no, go ahead and do it.
Yep.
Promote it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's Satan, just like Scripture says. Folks, it can be weird vernacular to you all day long. The bottom line is there's a real God of this world, the Prince of the Power of the Air, but he happens to be subject to my Father mm-hmm. in Jesus' name. But the bottom line is wasn't it Satan that said, if you just bow down unto me, he had the temerity to suggest idolatry to Christ when Jesus said, no, let it be written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to serve other gods. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. But it's interesting to me that all these musicians that you're talking about, Jake, they all promote everything God told us not to do.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing wrong with it. A little leaven at the lump.
Right.
And the foxes spoil the vines, folks. And wisdom is justified by her children. Who's training those kids up anyways?
That's
we're going to come back with Jake, the other guy, talking about the power of music. Check it out.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Jimi Hendrix said, for some of you burnt hippies out there, you cool converted hippies, I'm sorry. Music is a spiritual thing of its own. You can hypnotize people with music, and when you get them at the weakest point, said Jimi Hendrix, you preach into the subconscious what we want to say. Mm-hmm. Break him down.
Yep. And you see, too, that he was, by his ex-girlfriend, one of his ex-girlfriends, possessed. She said there'd be times where he'd just break down and start crying incessantly, and she said she'd feel so bad for him. These guys were dealing with, for instance,
spiritual warfare.
Totally, right? And then you open up your mind through LSD and different drugs like that, and that's what was going on. Again, we're talking about a cultural revolution. I want you to pay attention to this. This is what I ask kids, and this is what I want to ask you. Through their lyrics, sounds, concerts, and lifestyles, today's entertainers encourage their fans to A. Trust and obey their parents. B. Honor the great heroes of past generations. C. Value maturity, modesty, and good etiquette. Or D. Obey all the Ten Commandments. Kids look at me and laugh like, yeah, right. Are you kidding me? Of course our music doesn't do that. Then why are you putting it in? And this is something else, too, because a lot of people struggle with me on this message. I get hate mail, like, because this is kids' idols, this is the world's idols, mm-hmm. their music. To whom shall I speak? This is what it says in Jeremiah. This is a prophetic message. And folks, this very much is a prophetic message to you. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. They cannot hearken. They're so caught up into this that they would lie to themselves to think that, you know, there's nothing really wrong with music. Not a big deal. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them as a reproach. They have no delight in it. The purpose of speaking of this music is because, if I go back to my testimony, when I started getting messed up is when I started getting into the wrong music. And that was just like Bradley brought up before. There was already a flame going on in my heart. It just needed some gasoline. And
well, you had no guidance. You had no one overseeing what you were doing in life, and you told me how to do it in secret.
Yep.
Is it true that you used to like poison?
Yeah,
Dude, I can see why you're messed up then.
Totally.
The guy can't sing to save his life,
number one. I never caught how to sing in tune or anything like that. But if you take what I just said, here's a couple of
The best
bands.
Band that you've ever listened to, I think, is probably JunkyardProfit.com.
That's right.
JunkyardProfit.com, P-R-O-P-H-E-T.
And you know what? That's good to bring up because, sincerely, we do street teams, and parents are oftentimes, what do I get for my kids? We have a solution. And it is Junkyard Prophet. You can even get a free download at Junkyard Prophet Music if you want to go there. But your kids will like it. And here's a testimony to that, too, as you brought this up. I met a young lady who said, you know, my son would never listen to this. She listens to bands like Slipknot.
Yeah.
Here's some of their lyrics.
No, Slipknot,
that's right.
Folks.
That's exactly
a noose.
What I was talking about.
Yes.
A noose around their neck. Let me watch you as you sleep, the sparrow's eye. This song is called Gehenna. For those of you that don't know Gehenna, it's very scriptural. It was right outside where they would do child sacrifice to their kids. Mm-hmm. And this was the god that they would put it in these flaming hot hands, no different than what abortion doctors do today. Molech, thank you. Molech worship. And when they would just dump the dead bodies over there. Kind of like the abortion doctor rips up a baby inside of a mother's womb, throws it into a garbage bag, and throws it in. So these bands, Slipknot, using the title Gehenna, this is what they say. Let me watch you as you sleep, the sparrow's eye. Promises shifts into judgments. I cannot deny that you were designed for my punishments. The blood and the body control the cut so it's seamless. This man is cutting out another person's heart in the song Gehenna. Oh, well, it's just music. They're just, you know, some kind of meaning behind it.
Has no influence over
Bob
me,
Dylan
Dick.
Bob Dylan did that. But now we had an opportunity, because I said before, the band gets to meet with a lot of these musicians. And we don't just say, oh, hi, how you doing? Cool, let me get a picture with you. I can care less about that.
Folks, the bottom line is the band Junkyard Prophet that we're a part of, we're all nationally endorsed.
That's right.
By major companies, and we are, go to a program or what do you call it?
The NAMM show.
Yeah, the NAMM show. But what is it? It's a promotion show for all their goods, and they have all the supposed rock stars. A trade show. And we have the opportunity to go there and buddy-buddy with these guys and hang out with them, and we track them.
That's what we do. That's the important point, is that we're not... you know, as we talk about before in politics, capitulating to the left or capitulating to those that do wrong. We go right to them, and you can see a video we'll post on Facebook today where we're going to them, giving them gospel tracks and talking to them. So I had the opportunity to speak to one of the members of Slipknot. It's a big band from Des Moines. And we had a chance to give him a gospel track.
Paul Gray.
Very nice guy. His name is Paul Gray. Many of you have maybe heard of him, and I'll get to that in a second. I went around, and I saw this young lady who had tattoos up and all over her body. And she was sitting down, and it looked like she was pregnant. Well, actually, I didn't even notice she was pregnant. Excuse me. So I came to her and talked to her. I said, hey, you know, do you ever think about, you know, having kids, you and your husband here, and bringing your kids on tour with you guys? I mean, this band defecates in their mask on stage. Excuse me. They defecate on the stage. They puke in their mask, throw it on their fans. Their fan club is called The Maggots. That's how much they care about their fan club. And their kids, they say, you know, there's so much into this band Slipknot. I'm talking to this woman. I said, what about your kids? Because a lot of them married and have kids. And they're very happy, their kids are successful, etc. This woman says, well, I don't want my kids to grow up to be like me or my husband because this girl is an alt porn star. She's in pornography. That's what she does for a living. She's too connected. She says, I don't want my kids to grow up to be like that. I said, well, have you thought about that? I mean, you're going to go on concert? Are you going to bring your kids on tour? And she said, you know, me and my husband were just talking about that. This is the Holy Ghost, because he will take somebody that won't compromise, go into a setting like this and preach the gospel, not run away from them and say, oh, these devil worshippers, I don't want anything to do with it. So went in there, started talking about her kids, and she said, man, we were just talking about this, you know, the other day. What are we going to do with the kids? And I said, well, you cannot bring your kids to the concert, but how are you going to justify your lifestyle to them? They're going to follow in your paths. And she looked down, guilty, it was the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. She said, you know what? I don't want them to grow up like that, and I'm pregnant. She pointed to her stomach. Since then, they've had a little daughter. I think her name is Janaea. I could be incorrect about that. But anyways, I talked to her for a little bit more, witnessed to her, gave her a gospel track, gave her my card, said, call. We're a resource for young people. A couple months later, her husband overdoses in a hotel room. He's dead now.
They didn't listen.
Did not listen.
Yep.
Did not listen. And the band.
But he was warned. God was faithful to warn him.
That's right.
Yep, before he passed into eternity.
Which is exactly why you take the same influence of an Elvis or whoever it is. Yeah. They can go into that scene and influence the other way, because we're proof of that in this ministry. We do that. Yeah. They've released another album since then. They said, God bless you. Our prayers are with you at their funeral. This is completely blasphemy. I just read the lyrics of their music.
Yeah.
They're talking out of both sides of their mouth, and God will not bless them no more than God blessed Whitney Houston. She did to herself.
Whitney Houston, the day before she died, was talking to her mother on the phone about how she was going to go back to rehab. Yeah. But she just wanted to enjoy herself just one more time before she went back to rehab.
The Grammys.
And what does Jesus say? I'm going to come as a thief in the night. That's right. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And training
You don't play with that mercy, folks.
Training her daughter in the same things. I mean, they're drinking together.
Totally.
Daughter following that example, she's dead the next day. Here's another bit of lyrics from the
Paul Gray had the opportunity to receive the truth, and
absolutely,
he rejected it.
Absolutely. And you hear with that band Slipknot, they dress up like mass murderers. And I'm giving you some background. Some of you may not know this. They dress up like mass murderers. They get on stage and they perform. And most of their songs are about hate. They're about doing the wrong thing, not the right thing. Mm-hmm. None of it uplifts, like I said before. Trust and obey your parents. Honor the great heroes of generations past. Value morality, modesty, and good etiquette. Obey all the Ten Commandments. No, not happening in their lyrics.
Why would you teach them to obey God, Jake?
Yeah. Well, that's not going to sell records, is it? Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you know, the thing is they think that they can give their life to their years to the cruel one, and then, you know what, sooner or later I'll come back to God, just like Whitney thought.
That's right.
And no, when you have the knowledge of knowing what to do, you better react to it right then and there, because if you don't, you're not promised tomorrow.
That's right.
And it's interesting. Folks, what's interesting about this is we're talking about the power of music, and I want to give you this analogy really quick. And you hear this all day long, and you're going to concur with it. You're going to get what I'm saying, but the story goes as follows. Satan stood amidst all of his cohorts, demons, imps, and the like, asking the question, what can I do to deceive the people further? And just then, Satan had the idea to reward the one who could come up with a new deception by giving him all that he could desire. Soon, a demon glided up to Satan and said, I know what I can do to deceive the people further. What? Said Satan with a loud growling anticipation. I can tell the people that there's no God, responded the demon. No, said Satan with a loud voice. You fool. Man knows within himself that there's a creator, for creation itself testifies of that very truth. Soon, another minion approached Satan and said, I can deceive the people by telling them that they evolved from monkeys. With a loud voice, Satan reprimanded this one by saying, there's none so foolish amongst God's creation to believe such foolishness. Are there none here that are better at deceiving the people than those who have approached me, said Satan? I thought I had taught you better than that. One more step forward from the back with a smile on his face, confidently approached the father of lies and said, I will tell these created beings of the Most High that there's more time. This demon was rewarded by Satan and went forth to deceive mankind by telling them, you still have tomorrow. Let me tell you something, folks. You're not promised tomorrow. And the mercy is that you're hearing the truth right now. For the next 4 days, we're going to be giving it over to Jake, the other guy, and we're going to be talking about the power of music. And let me say this right before we depart for the day, folks. Today is this day of salvation because you're not promised tomorrow. Read 2 Corinthians 6:2. I want you to go ahead and read Exodus 20, read the Ten Commandments, and then read Galatians 3:24. What you do is read the Ten Commandments. You put your faith in Christ after you read the Ten Commandments. And you trust him, and you walk forward, but you repent for what you did wrong. And what happens on the other side of that, you bring forth fruits as unto God in righteousness, is what you do. Again, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to go online, please do check us out. We're Junkyard Prophet, PROPHET.com, JunkyardProphet.com, or go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Or if you'd like to check me out on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, that's double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. We love you by what we do, and we got all week to talk about the power of music.